5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What's happening? What's going on? Right. First thing you need to know, what time is it? It's 1930 UTC. That is the actual real time, not some wacky number that's just being randomly announced. Because that does happen. And you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Nice. Good job. You're winning. I bet you didn't even know that. But what am I doing? What's this sound? Oh, that's right. It's my car keys. We're getting out of the car. Booyah! I am almost out. I am fully out of my automobile. Let's lock it. Let's put the keys in my pocket. And where are we today? Well, we've had to do a lot of driving around. But we finally have made it to somewhere where there aren't boatloads of people. Yes, even though we're having COVID-19, I saw three things that interested me today while I was driving out here. Where are we? We're somewhere in the Tranquility Park complex near the Havenry. I mean the Heronry, the rookery for herons. And I'm sure all the babies are all grown up and moved out of the nests by now, but I thought we'd come out here anyway because there would be nobody out here. Maybe we would see something. Maybe we'll find some marmots and or mushrooms or whatever. So that's why we're here. I'm standing here looking up at the old heron nests up in the trees. They're hard to see because of all the leaves, but anyway. Let's work our way in here while I tell you what I saw on the way here. First of all, I was driving up my street. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I drove by my neighbor's house. And I wish I knew this guy's name, but I don't. I feel terrible. I should go meet him now that I know that we're brothers. But so I'm driving up the street. This is the same guy who recently got a BMW. Yeah, it's a couple years old, but this guy's living the American dream. He's got a big family. He is an immigrant. He's got a business. It is succeeding. He is succeeding. He's got himself a BMW. I'm really happy for this guy. Anyway, I'm driving by and he's out working on his lawn. And he's wearing an AC Milan jersey. And I was just like, yeah, dude. You are so winning. All right, I'm kind of trying to. See, I thought I saw something, but I didn't. Oh, I just remembered the other thing. When I was driving over the bridge right over there, there was a big old hawk, a red-tailed hawk, standing on a pole. It was awesome right there. Then, as I got further up my street, after seeing my neighbor in his AC Milan shirt, which made me very happy, kept driving up my street, and the rent-a-church up my street was having an outdoor service. The guy, the pastor, preacher, man, whatever he's called, he was wearing his black suit, standing out in the sun with a microphone and a PA system blasting into the parking lot. And I thought that was pretty cool. And now I just forgot what else we saw. Oh yeah, gyro ball. I have just come down into this little valley. Wow, there's some artist conch on that big old stump. I'm in this little dippy area where it gets wet. Where I'm sure there's lots of mosquitoes. I'm looking for stuff, but I don't see anything. I want to get up and out and over onto the other side here. Right, so as I'm So as I'm looking at that hawk that's sitting on top of the short pole by the bridge, you know, I'm driving by the gyro ball fields, and they're full. No masks, no social distancing, no nothing. But yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care what people do. Kids need to play gyro ball. What the hell are you going to do? How are you going to stop that? How are you going to stop that? You're not. Okay, so I'm walking into this little wooded area that's along the bank of the Papio Creek, walking towards the rookery, not the rookery, the heronry. And I'm looking around on the ground, looking around on the ground for mushrooms and stuff along this fun little path. I hear something. What am I hearing? The very dense forest here. Can't see Jack. I keep hearing something weird, but I don't know what it is. But we are approaching the heronry, so now I have to break my neck to look straight up a couple hundred feet. Well, maybe not a couple hundred feet, 100 feet. Meaning 30 meters for all my American stupidity impaired friends. I'm sorry, but I can't be bothered to learn your American stupidity. Well, I don't blame you. Oh, look what we have here. We found some mushrooms. I found Auricularia auriculum growing out of the end of this cut log, and it is fresh. It has grown here in the last day or two during the rains. Yay, we got scrack to you. We got Auricularia. There's something kind of weird growing out of the end of this stump too. Can't tell what it is yet because it hasn't matured, but something's been growing. And what was just squawking at me? Was that a blue jay? Or was that some other kind of wacky bird? I'm trying to look up, but I'm pretty much in a green tunnel. I'm in a green tunnel of leaves and trees and all kinds of other planty-like things. things that resemble plants. All right, so I'm walking around underneath one of these old heron trees, and I'm not seeing the tons and tons of poop that should be here if the birds are still here. I don't think they are. Plus, it's been raining. Maybe it washed all the poop away. Anyway, I'm also looking at these trees. There's big cottonwood trees and logs. And you know how much I like logs. Heck, we already found one log with mushrooms on it. Maybe we can find more. And it was right around here. In fact, I think it was this log right here on which we found that large Harrisium. That Harrisium that was as big as a human brain. Beartooth comb. Brain-sized beartooth comb. That's a real thing. Oh, I see more fungus. How am I going to get over there? Tobe has to solve a problem in real time. Okay, there's a tree. What is on it? It fell down. There's fungus on one side of it. Oh, yeah. This is a big burst of... What is that called? It's that other species of Tremestes. I can't remember the species. It's not versicolor. It's something little and cute. Do I hear voices? I do hear voices. There's a bicycle coming my way. I'm in a bad spot because with all the leaves and everything, this is blind. Somebody could come zipping around there, not see me, and boom! We would have a bicycle-related injury on the Dubious Goals Committee. But I'm in a good spot now where I can see and be seen. It's very dark right here. Why does my neck hurt? And should I be able to find some mushrooms around here? One would think so. It's dark. It's wet. There's lots of dead trees and logs on the ground. For some reason, my neck is really starting to bother me. Stop looking up, Tobe. Duh. It doesn't hurt unless you look up. Stop looking up. Right, so as I slowly... Oop, I hear a bike. I'm off the trail. Yay. That one snuck up behind me pretty quick. Is there another one coming? Unknown. I want to look at these logs over here. We're going off path. Dun, 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 bushwhacking, walking through the forest. I thought there might be a marmot den under here or something. Guess not. And what do I smell? And, I see fungus on that log over there. So now we gotta keep moving. Yeah, I'm glad I'm finding mushroomy type things. Wow, why does my neck hurt? This is really strange. And what do we got? Oh, it's white jellies. So we got some jellies on this log that... Wow, they don't look so great. They should look better than that after those days of rain, but also temperature, blah, blah, blah. We've talked about it before. Okay. So this is cool. We have found four species of mushroom so far today. One thing that was so immature is to be unidentifiable. Should we count that? I don't think we should really count that. So let's say three. Then we found the Tremestes, and we found the Auricularia auriculum. And what else did we find? I thought we were up to four. Maybe not. Ugh. Somebody else coming? What do I hear? Keep hearing things. All right, let's move forward. Yeah, here we go. Here comes another bike. We'll get out of the way. Go zipping by. Why is this making my neck hurt? I don't understand what's happening here. All right, so we've got a golf ball right off the path here. There isn't a golf course for miles. And there's a little dip. So we know that this is going to be a nice wet area. Checking behind me, make sure nobody's going to attack me on their bicycle as I'm in this. Yes, we are. Bicycle coming. You bet. And we're off. And this is a marmot hole that I almost stepped... No, this is not a marmot hole that I almost stepped into. This is that thing that we always think is a marmot hole because this was a ravine that they tried to fill in. And it's just erosion. Alright. Getting buzzed by a bee. For some strange reason, my neck is bothering me. I mean, to the point where it's really bothering me. The hell's going on? How much further do I want to go? It's not all that cool out here. The sun is out, but I'm mostly in the shade. It's 72 degrees F. It's about 22 degrees C. There's another golf ball. Why is it that everywhere I go, all I ever do is find golf balls? I'm not even looking for golf balls. All right, there's a blind corner. I don't want to be over there. I'm going to go over here. Not even looking for golf balls, and yet that's all it... God damn it, there's another one right there. Weird. It's just... All right, we're going to get off the path here. And we're going to go walking down over to the creek. And here's another golf ball. Okay, we have now found more golf balls than we have mushrooms. And I'm not even looking for anything. I just want to find some damn marmots. This kind of looks like a marmot-y path that we're on, but it's not. So I can now see the creek. I can see the far bank. The creek is big and wide here. Most people would call this a river. And I'm scanning the bank, but there's so much grass and stuff that I'm not seeing any dudes. But what was that weird sound? What was that weirdo sound? Oh my God. There's deer right across the creek from me. They're snorting at me. There's one, two. There's one standing there wagging his tail, staring right at me. There's one sideways that I think was sitting down. They heard me talking, and then they started talking to each other, making snorty. Can you hear that? Snorty snort. Okay, and there they go. One, two, three. It looks like a mommy. Yeah, it's a mom and two little babies. Wow. That was awesome. Please tell me you could hear that. I didn't have the microphone pointing that way. But that was awesome. A mommy deer saw me and started snorting. I heard that sound. Okay. So a crappy day, a crappy episode of Dubious Goals Committee suddenly becomes awesome with the spotting of a deer family on the other side of the creek. And then they took off. They ran upstream. I wonder if we could be able to find them or see them again somehow. I'm going to work my way. Oh, it's soft. The ground is soft and slippery. Don't fall. Don't fall. Don't fall. And this is about as far as I can go. Why is the ground so soft? Well, we came out looking for dudes, and we saw some dudes. We saw some deer. I don't believe it. And I heard them before I saw them, which is unusual. Usually we smell them before we see them. Why does my neck hurt? What have I done? This is killing me. Ooh, way up the creek I see something in the water. Ducks of some kind. Possibly mallards. But I'm trying to look at the mud on the creek on the other side. There's lots of tracks. There's lots of animal tracks. Lots of little dude tracks, like, you know, marmots and raccoon type tracks. And a yellow butterfly flies by. And a dragonfly flies by. We're getting all kinds of flies down here. Okay. I'm still looking around. Scanning the far bank, wondering where those deer went. They probably went just a couple hundred meters up. But we can't spend a lot of time over-exerting ourselves today. Gotta play it safe, gotta be careful. Because as I was saying before we saw the deer, it is 72 degrees. And that is right at the edge of my danger zone. 72 degrees is kind of okay, as long as I stay out of the direct sun. What is that weird smell? And as long as I don't do much of anything. I am exerting myself a little bit. As long as I don't break into a run, we'll probably be okay. I'm climbing back up out of the creek bed. Oh, awesome. Deer. Deer, in the middle of town, in the middle of the day, just hanging around. They want to say, hey, Tobe, you're so awesome walking around by the creek. We want to be your friends, but you're gonna freak us out. I don't know where I was going with that song, but I think we're gonna chalk that one up as a success. All right, I'm back out of the little wooded area. Yeah, there's nowhere to... Well, we got time. We got some time. What the hell? I'm gonna walk down this path. It's kind of dangerous. The sun is at my back, which means when we return, the sun is going to be in my face. How far up here do we have to go before I can see back across the creek? The way I remember it, it's not very far. So we're going to walk up here, see if we can see our deer buddies, or maybe find some more different kinds of buddies. Because look, I'm looking at all this grass and going back into the creek, and there's little paths in here, there's little trails, little animals have been running around in here. Hey, what's that smell? That smells really good. What is that? I don't know. But there's lots of goldenrod as well. Oh, there's a bike guy. Check behind me, I'm safe. Lots of goldenrod right here. It's probably going to make my sinuses crazy on the way home. All right, now, I can sort of get back to the creek here, but we can't see across really, can we? Whining, but there's a path right here. There's a little animal path right here. So we're going to follow the animal path. And it leads us to a log zone. Log zone, huh? Okay, are there... Hey, there's that yellow butterfly again. Hello. And there's lots of logs. I'm not seeing any mushrooms. I'm not seeing any marmots. And I can't really see across the creek. Stand still or keep moving? Keep moving, duh. I'm pretty much standing in a field of goldenrod. Goldenrod. You can look this up. I'm going to speak the absolute truth. Goldenrod is the state flower of Nebraska. You heard me correctly. It is officially the state flower. Now, I don't know if you know what the goldenrod is, but you might want to look it up. Most people consider it to be a weed, a pest plant, something that nobody wants to have around because everybody's allergic to it. It's one of the worst things you can have, and even on the local news, it'll tell you what the pollen count is and how much of that is goldenrod pollen. Because everybody's just so allergic to it, right? So why is it the state, quote, flower, end quote? I have no idea. No, nobody asked me. I was not consulted. Why wasn't I consulted? Well, probably wasn't born yet. And even if I had been born, people probably hadn't realized my awesomeness yet. So there wasn't anybody standing around going, you know, we should consult Tobe. What, that little three-year-old? He's not that cool. Well, I don't know. He's, for a three-year-old, he's pretty awesome. All right, where am I? I'm getting delirious. I think the heat's getting to me. I know the heat's getting to me. I'm back in a spot where I can kind of see across the creek, but those deer didn't come this far. They have to be before that creek. So those deer are in that cornfield over there somewhere. Is there a marmot den down there? What is that? I don't know. But I am starting to get hot. I can feel the heat blazing down on my back. I can feel the sun trying to kill me. And all of the needle poking feeling is starting up, so I'm turning around. Imagine 16 or 17, potentially 18, slightly crazy doctors, each of which who have a small hypodermic needle. You know, I'm not talking like a lure lock number 18 needle or anything like that. You know, like one of those teeny tiny, like insulin needles. Okay, now imagine you got your 17 or 18 doctors all with insulin needles. And they're all stabbing you in the back because they hate you. These are very rude doctors. That's what I feel like right now. It's not pleasant. But that's okay. Because I'm only... Yeah, I'm 120 meters from my car, but I'm going to actually, instead of walking straight to my car, which seems like the smart idea, I'm actually going to go back the way I came. And that way I can be back under the shade, under the protection of the trees. The trees will save me. The trees will save me. Yes, it's always the trees. Think of how much our civilization, our lives, everything we do relies on trees. Trees. They give us such awesome things as leaves and 2x4s. Plywood. God, how much do I love plywood? How much do I love 2x4s? Dimensional lumber is so great. What a wonderful invention. Who thought that idea up? Hey, there's a little yellow bird. Who's that yellow bird? Hey, he looks pretty cool. That was either... You know what that was? That was one of those... what are they called? One of those yellow finches. So I'm walking back into the cool zone. Boom. Yeah, and this is great because... I go directly from sun into shade, and where there's shade in the grass, it's just still all dew, water, rainwater, moisture, and coolness, protected by the trees. Why are there webs here? There were not webs here earlier. Tobe grabs a web stick. Alright, so I can kind of see down into the creek. It looks nice and verdant and lovely. And, you know, probably full of deer and marmots. And it looks fun. Sometimes I wish I was a deer. I would run around here too, because this place is awesome. The entire Papio Natural Resources District and stuff is awesome. I'm into it. I wish I would have been more into it when I was a child, but as a child, we were threatened with our very lives by various adults. Do not go into the Papio. Do not play in the creek. Especially the Papio. It's so dangerous, you're gonna die. Yeah. Anyway, we spent a lot of time playing in Coal Creek, but not a lot of time playing in the Papio. It was a little bit further away. Maybe that was the only reason. All right, we're walking through the heronry, or at least where the heronry used to be. Doesn't seem to be any herons here right now, but it's really hard to tell because you can barely see anything. And that's why life is so awesome. We did get to see some dudes today. We saw 3 deer, a mommy and 2 babies. And that was great. I'm not going to say it was better than finding marmots, because I was specifically wanting to find marmots today. But I did see those 3 deer. And I'll probably see some rabbits on the way home. And maybe I'll drive up Old Maple Road and maybe I'll see some turkeys. I'll probably see turkeys. Raccoons were at my house last night at 2:07. Fighting in my backyard, making all kinds of crazy ass noises. And I'm almost back to the parking lot to where my car is. So we'll let this bicyclist go zipping by. And I will tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that likes to find wild animals in the wild when we're having a wild time, wild day, and lots of COVIDs. Every day at 19:30 UTC. My name is Tobe. I gotta go home and do stuff.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.